It's Saturday morning and UB's North Campus is mostly empty, but inside one of the classroom buildings, more than a dozen sleepy-eyed students, some armed with coffee, others with snacks, chattered as they waited for a training session to begin. They're a group of students from different racial and cultural backgrounds, and they're learning how to help students who are just like them. As the training session begins, each of them takes turns sharing their college experience story. Here's graduate student Adrian Vega Bautista. He's from Mexico.
I knew I was going to go to college. That was one of the biggest things my parents told me.
A report from the Economic Policy Institute shows that Black and Hispanics between the ages of 21 and 24 are less likely to actually graduate from college when compared to white students. Vega Bautista says one of the things that prevented him from becoming a statistic was mentorship.
They were very helpful overall, helping me to get out of my shell as well. I had to talk to the professors and get help when I needed it.
But the outlook isn't all bad for minority students. A 2016 report from the Education Trust showed institutions across the nation have actually succeeded in narrowing the graduation rate disparity. One of those schools is the University at Buffalo. The report states that UB's graduation rates have been on the incline for minorities. UB professor Nathan Don Barnett works with several programs aimed at increasing college access for city youth. He says even though UB has been successful in narrowing the gap, the struggle persists for some students.
The conversations that I have often with the college students that I have here run the gamut. So I can't tell you how many times finances come into play. Money matters.
Don Barnett says sometimes minority students just need a sounding board when they encounter emotional situations like racism on campus.
Sometimes it's even more subtle things that will happen in class where the student of color will be asked to basically represent the views of their group. Well, they don't represent the views of their group in any way that a white student represents all white students, but they're put in that position, right? And so they need somebody who understands that experience and can be able to talk about it.
Also, not taking certain classes like calculus in high school can cause stress for some students once they get into college. Brenda McDuffie is with the Buffalo Urban League. Her organization addresses many topics like college and workforce issues.
So I find that when I look at our scholarship recipients' registration, many times I'm seeing that they are taking developmental courses. Those developmental courses are utilizing their financial aid. And many times they are not credit-bearing courses. So you go to college, you believe that you're college ready, let's say, and then you find that you have to take these developmental courses.
McDuffie says this can be a frustrating situation for students, and sometimes it drives them to just give up and drop out. But instead, she says students need to resist that urge and reach out for help. For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.